الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي اللهم افتح علينا حكمتك وانشر علينا رحمتك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام والله عز وجل open the doors of knowledge and wisdom for us have mercy on us O the one who is the most honorable the most gracious بلغ العلا بكماله كشفت دجا بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله Start your day with the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jalla, who is our sustainer, provider, cherisher and nourisher. The master of the day of judgment, the owner, initiator and creator of everything that exists. We send peace and blessings upon Nabi Akram, Nure Mujassam, Shahi Bani Adam, the peace of our hearts and mind. The most generous and kind Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who is resting beneath the illuminous dome in Madinatul Munawwara. We send peace and blessings upon his illustrious family and noble companions, Alayhi Muridwan. Let's listen to this beautiful narration with regards to the recitation of Durood-e-Pak as Hazrat Sayyidina Sahal bin Sa'ad radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that one day the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came out of his Mubarak and blessed home. At that moment Sayyidina Abu Talha radiyallahu anhu stepped forward and said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Mere maabaap aapar qurban ho jayen sarkar. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Today the signs of happiness are apparent on your mubarak chehra and your mubarak face. What is the matter, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The Prophet of Rahmah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had then replied and said, Hazrat Sayyidina Jibreel Amin alayhi salam came to me and he said, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he who recites durood upon you, Allah azza wa jalla will write 10 virtues in his books of deeds, erase 10 of his sins, and his rank is increased and elevated by 10 times. Allahu Akbar, due to the blessings of one durood, 10 virtuous deeds are recorded in your books of deeds. Subhanallah, 10 of your sins are pardoned and forgiven, whereas Allah will increase your rank by 10 times. This privilege and honor is granted to a person who sends just one durood. Aur jo beshumar durood padhein, Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah. Dear viewers of Madani channel, the poet says so beautifully, Ki kaash, may this become our habit. He says,
Huzoor aisa karam mujh pe kaash ho jaye. Huzoor aisa karam mujh काश हो जाए हुजूर साकरम मुझे पे काश हो जाए मेरा वजीफा दुरूदों सलाम हो سلام ہو جائے
آمین 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 بجاہ النبی الامین صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم اعلیٰ حضرت عظیم البرکت پاروان عیش معی رسالت امام احمد رضا خان رحمت اللہ تعالی علیہ also composes this beautiful couplet and he says
حشر میں شفاعت کرے جو رضا کی، سوا تیرے کس کو یہ قدرت ملی ہے، سوا تیرے کس کو یہ قدرت ملی ہے.
We will indeed, through the blessings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and through the mercy of Allah azza wa jalla, attain the shafa'at of Mustafa Jani Rahmat sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So keep reciting Durood-e-Pak. We are going to be listening to this beautiful kalam. Ae khatm-e-rusul makki madani konain mein tumsa koi nahi. It's a beautiful Nati Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited by none other than Mahmood Attari Damat. Fuyuzuhum. Inshallah azza wa jalla, we will listen to this kalam, and when we do return, today's topic is very, very interesting. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we decided to speak about the method of giving ritual bath to the deceased according to the Hanafi madhab. That is to say, what is the method of giving the ritual bath, the ghusl, to a deceased? Therefore, you gotta stay tuned to Madani Channel from now till the end of today's episode. Enjoy this kalam until we return. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Haqeeqat se tumhari juz khuda aur kaun ghaakif hai, kahe to kya kahe ko چنی تم ہو چنا تم ہو چنا تم ہو اے ختم رسل مکی مدنی کونین میں تم سا کوئی نہیں کوئی نہیں
اے ختم رسل مکی مدنی کونین
سمجھیے جسے ہے اس اچھے سے اچھا ہمارا نبی
تم سا کوئی نہیں تم سا کوئی نہیں
سارے اونچوں سے اونچا سمجھیے جسے ہے اس اونچے سے اونچا ہمارا نبی
تم سا کوئی نہیں تم سا کوئی
سب سے اول سب سے آخر ابتدا ہو انتہا ہو کے وسیلے سب نبی تم اصل مقصود خدا ہو سب تمہارے در کے راستے ایک تم راہ خدا ہو
تم سا کوئی نہیں تم سا کوئی نہیں
آصاف تو سب نے پائے ہیں
آصاف تو سب نے پائے ہیں
پر حسن سرا جناب عیسیٰ تک
آدم سے جناب عیسیٰ تک
سرکار کے جیسا کوئی نہیں کوئی نہیں
آدم سے جناب عیسیٰ تک سرکار کے جیسا کوئی نہیں
کوئی نہیں
اے ختم رسل مکی مدنی کونین میں تم سا کوئی نہیں کوئی نہیں
دل کس کو دکھائے چیرے
دکھائے چیر کے ہم
اسی آقا مداوا کون کرے
اسی آقا مداوا کون کرے
اے رحمت عالم تیرے سوا
اے رحمت عالم تیرے سوا
دکھیوں کا مسیحا کوئی نہیں کوئی نہیں
رحمت عالم تیرے سوا دکھیوں کا مسیحا کوئی نہیں
کوئی نہیں
اے ختم رسل باقی مدنی کونین میں تم سا کوئی نہیں
چشم کرم
ہو جائے اگر ایک چشم کرم
محشر میں ہماری لاج رہے
محشر میں ہماری لاج رہے
اے شافع محشر تیرے سوا
اے شافع محشر تیرے سوا
بخشش کا وسیلہ کوئی نہیں
شافع محشر تیرے سوا بخشش کا وسیلہ
کوئی نہیں
اے ختم رسل باقی مدنی کونین میں تم سا کوئی نہیں
یہ شان تمہاری ہے بری پر پہنچے ہو
یہ شان تمہاری یہ شان تمہاری یہ شان تمہاری یہ شان تمہاری
مقرب ہے بے شک خلیلو نجیبی بڑی شان والے کلیم ہو مسیبی سے بھی جو آگے وہ سلطان کل انبیاء آپ ہی ہیں
یہ شان تمہاری یہ شان تمہاری یہ شان تمہاری یہ شان تمہاری
میرے نبی پیارے نبی ہے مرتبہ بالا تیرا جس جا کوئی پہنچا نہیں پہنچا وہاں تلوا تیرا
یہ شان تمہاری یہ شان تمہاری یہ شان تمہاری یہ شان تمہاری
یہ شان تمہاری ہے آقا تم عرش بری پر پہنچے ہو شان نبی ہے سب لیکن معراج کا دولہا کوئی نہیں
سی شان نبی ہے سب لیکن معراج کا دولہا
کوئی نہیں
اے ختم رسل باقی مدنی کونین میں تم سا
Subhanallah, mashaAllah, alhamdulillah, dear viewers of Madani channel. What a beautiful kalam in Ati Rasool sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We were listening to Adam say, Janab-e Isa tak. Though we respect and we love all the Anbiya alayhi musallatu wa sallam. Sare Anbiya alayhi musallatu wa sallam mubarak hain. Lekin, Adam say, Janab-e Isa tak. Sarkar ke jaisa koi nahi. All the Anbiya alayhi musallatu wa sallam are muhtaram. They are respected, they are honorable. But Adam se janab-e Isa tak, sarkar ke jaisa کوئی نہیں. ہی از یونیک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. ڈیئر ویورز آف مدنی چینل, آج سرکار صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی کچھ باتیں سنیں گے, کچھ حدیث سنیں گے انشاءاللہ عز و جل. We would refresh and rejuvenate our spirits with the ahadith and teachings of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My topic for today is tajhees o takfeen. We are talking about providing the necessary provisions for a deceased. That is the meaning of tajhees. The literal meaning of tajhees, when you open the dictionaries, you will find to provide necessary stuff, the important stuff for the deceased. Or to beautify something also means tajhees. Whereas takfeen, tajhees or takfeen. Takfeen means to shroud the deceased. So these are two words, tajhees and takfeen. Furthermore, dear viewers of Madani channel, what is the meaning of kafan? Kafan means shroud. Shroud refers to a cloth in which the deceased is clothed. Funeral rites in Islam means to carry out all those acts which are necessary and has to be performed according to Islamic law. Allahu Akbar. This includes the ghusl, the ritual bath, the shrouding of the deceased and the digging of his qabr. So when we say tajhees, these are the necessary requirements and provisions for a deceased, meaning you will have to give him ghusl, you will have to shroud him, you will have to arrange for his qabr to be dug up. So these are the necessary requirements for a deceased. The Shari'i ruling, performing funeral rites of a Muslim is Fard-e Kifaya. What is Fard-e Kifaya? Remember, Fard-e Kifaya refers to that fard, that obligation which is not necessary upon every person, which is not necessary upon every individual to fulfill. And janaza is Fard-e Kifaya. If a person could not make it to go for the janaza, but people of the town did attend the janaza, it's not as no one were rocked up or no one was there for the janaza, this will be a sin, dear viewers of Madani channel, upon every person of the town. Now, when we speak about the rites and the blessings and the virtues of carrying out these actions, you know, those people who run the Gurba society, those people who are in charge of the kafan, dafan, ghusl, there's a lot of sawab involved here. For those people in little towns that assist voluntarily, may Allah Azza wa Jalla bless you. Bahut sare aise log hain jo fi sabilillah Allah ki riza ke liye madad karte hain, offer dete hain ki humko bulaye to hum aapki madad karenge. To aise log kafi khush naseeb hain. They are indeed very very lucky and fortunate. Amirul Mu'mineen Sayyidina Ali Karramallahu Ta'ala Wajhahul Kareem has ventured and listened to this hadith and be motivated, because after this I'm sure whenever you hear about a janaza, you should offer your services as well after you know the method of giving ghusl. If you do know and you have given ghusl before, don't lose out on this opportunity. Why? Listen to this hadith. Sayyidina Ali al-Murtada radiyallahu anhu has mentioned that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, he who gives ghusl to a deceased person, shrouds him, Allahu Akbar, applies perfume to him, carries his janaza, offers his janaza, and hides his defects that he sees during giving ghusl or shrouding him or burying him, so that other people do not come to know about his defects. Such a person, he becomes purified from sins and gunah in the same way just as the day he was born when he came out of his mother's womb. Allahu Akbar. He is purified and cleansed from sins as if the day he was born and he came out of his mother's womb. Ya Salam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, sins are pardoned. Allah Azza wa Jalla has granted you and I an opportunity by you participating in a janaza of a mu'min, of a believer. It becomes a form of forgiveness for you. This is the beauty of Islam. Subhanallah, that these are the various bahanas and reasons and ways for our sins being forgiven. Chalo, fever hai, to gunah muaf kiye jate hai. Bukhar hai. You have bukhar, you have fever, you have flu, you have some sickness, you have cancer, you have any sickness, any disease. Allahu Akbar. When you open the books of Ahadith, you would learn that these sicknesses and viruses and calamities come your way. Rain of calamities come your way, and they come to remove your sins. They come to purify you. And Allah Azza wa Jalla shall lift you as you are clean and raised on the day of judgment. So there is another hadith as well, which is in Tabarani. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, and the narrator of the hadith is Hazrat Sayyidina Jabir radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, when he said the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, the one who gives ghusl to a deceased person will become so pure and clean from sins like he was on the day when his mother had given birth to him. Jis din wo paida hua, jis tarah gunahon se, just as he was cleansed from sins because he is a small child, na baligh hai, zahir si baat hai. Likewise, just because he attended a funeral prayer for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla, he participated in the ghusl, kafan, dafan, burial. He even concealed the faults and the defects he may have witnessed whilst giving ghusl. Allahu Akbar. Ultimately, this is his reward. We have a lot to cover, dear viewers of Madini channel. Now let's go. After we understand tajheez o takfeen, what is tajheez, what is takfeen, we understand now what is fard-e kifaya. A lot of people break out when it comes to each other. Why did you not attend? Of course, janaza, if the person is very close to you, a person will attend for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and so on and so forth. But many a times, if you did not make it for a janaza, and if you feel the guilt or you feel that you will be a sinner, then remember, it's fard-e kifaya. And I explained the meaning of fard-e kifaya. Now we're moving on to the intentions of giving ghusl. If ever you are granted and you are, you know, you have this opportunity on hand that you could attend a ghusl, don't just go for giving ghusl to the deceased. Make some niyyah, make some good intentions. Why do I often say this? Because niyyatul mu'mini khayrun min amali. Now some of the intentions you can make are, I will give ghusl to the deceased to please Allah Azza wa Jalla and to earn reward in the hereafter. For this reason, I'm going to give ghusl. Number two, I will fulfill a fard-e kifaya. Any person could have went, I will be the one to offer. Number three, I will remain in the state of wudu as long as possible. Number four, if necessary, I will tell sunnah of ghusl to the helpers before ghusl. If there's any person there that you know more than him, then teach him. You will get sawab and reward for that. I will take special care of keeping the satr of the deceased covered. I will refrain from israf, from wastage of water. Furthermore, I will seek shari'i guidance from Darul Ifta, Ahle Sunnat, if I come across any problem. Don't use your own mind. If there's some problem that you see there, refer to the ulama, to the scholars of Islam, refer to Darul Ifta, Ahle Sunnat, and get your answers from them. Allah Azza wa Jalla forbid if the face of the deceased turns dark in color, or if any other bad change is noticed, I will hide it as commanded by Sharia, and I would not tell this to others as well. If a good sign is observed, like fragrance is smelt or a smile is observed on the face of the deceased, you know, so on and so forth, these things are also observed while giving ghusl, then when I see something good with good intentions, I will narrate this to others for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. Now what is the method of giving ghusl? हमने नियतें अब सीखी हैं, अब नियतों के आगे जाएं कि अब गुस्ल किस तरह दिया जाता है. In a nutshell, we present this to you from various references, and this can be found on the website of Da'wat Islami. Simple as this, when you are about to give ghusl to a deceased, you enter the room where the ghusl is given. You light joss-sticks or frankincense, which is something like loban, which is also burnt, and move around the bench, around the tray where the ghusl is given. 3 times, 5 times, or 7 times, rotate around the bench where the ghusl is given with the agarbatti, with the joss-sticks, or with the frankincense, with the loban. Thereafter, lay the deceased on the bench in the same way as he is laid in the grave. Cover the portion of the body from the navel to his knees, including the knees, with a cloth. After that, gently remove the clothes of the deceased, taking great caution of veiling. So once you place a brown color cloth after doubling it, tripling it, or a white color cloth after you double it on from the navel to the knee, now you remove the clothes from the deceased. Softly, slowly, gently, observing shari'i veiling, that his satr do not become exposed. His knees should be covered at all times, and when you are alive, you're supposed to cover your knees. unfortunately, we see the youth and elderly people these days as well roving and roaming around with their satre awrah uncovered. It is haram and a sinful act that will lead a person to the hellfire. However, now ghusl giving person should wrap a cloth around his hand and do the istinja from the front and back of the deceased. Use a glove, use something, then after you remove the clothes of the person, he is covered from navel to knees. Now make him make istinja. Cleanse him and clean him from the front and behind. Furthermore, then he should make wudu for the deceased for salah. Like how wudu is made for namaz, make the wudu for the deceased. His face will be washed, his hands will be washed, including the elbows. Just jaise wudu ke liye karte hain. Moisten his hair, his head, and wash his feet thrice as well. However, wudu mein, jis tarah wudu mein hum kulli karte hain, we gargle our mouth, we sniff water into our nose. Ye karne ki haajat nahi hai, balki what you can do is, you don't have to even wash his hands up to the wrist three times, jis tarah hum wudu mein karte hain. Direct aap face se shuru karein, haath pe karein, masa karein, phir aap pair dhoyein. Wash the feet just as is done in wudu. However, for the mouth, instead of gargling, you can use a white cloth or you could use cotton wool to clean the gums, the teeth, remove the food particles or whatever is in the mouth, whatever is there can be removed. Likewise, you can clean the nostrils as well with the white cotton wool. Then if the deceased has a beard or hair on the head, wash it. Soap or shampoo can be used. Now lay the deceased on the left side, on the tray, on the bench. Shift the deceased to the left side. This is my left, right? So, ye mera ulta haath hai. So, mayyat ko, deceased ko, aap left ki taraf, ulte haath ki taraf. Just as a mayyat and deceased is turned, you can turn him towards the left and pour water from the head right up to the feet. The water that's used to pour water should be lukewarm, dear viewers of Madani channel. Lukewarm is water which is not very hot, not very cold. Okay? Then repeat the step after laying the deceased on his right side, just as you put him on the left and you've done so. Now put him on the right side and do so. Allahu Akbar. Then make him sit with a support and gently move your hands towards the bottom of his stomach and rub it so that if anything is excreted, you could clean that istinja up. There is no need to repeat. At the end, pour camphor water from head to toe, then wipe the body. For Islamic sisters as well, there is a method of ghusl as well. Now we have learned the method of ghusl for the deceased men. Right? For the Islamic sisters as well, there is a method, and I want to go through it very quickly, but time is very short. Likewise, we will light the joss-sticks or the fragrances, which is loban, agarbatti, three times, five times, seven times, rotate around the bench where the mayyit is laid. Thereafter, you put the cloth over, as I said, from the chest for the man, from the navel to the knees, for the woman, from the chest to the bottom, to her knees, to below her knees. And then very gently the clothes is removed. As we mentioned, the same things for the men as well, likewise for the woman. The clothes will be removed. Islamic sisters who are present there, who are giving ghusl to her, will make sure her satre awrah is not exposed, it is covered. Then likewise, when the clothes is removed, then you're going to make wudu for the ghusl, just as for namaz. Face, hands, including the elbows, making masa of the head, moistening the head and the hair, washing the feet thrice. After making wudu for the mayyat, as I said, there is no need to wash the hands up to the wrist, no need to gargle the mouth, no need to stuff water in the nose. Balki aap yu kar le, cotton wool ke zariye se daant saaf kare, gums saaf kare, masoore saaf kare, uske baad aap naak mein us rui ko daale, put the cotton wool into the nose and clean the nostrils likewise. And thereafter, turn the mayyat, the deceased, to the left, pour water from head to toe, camphor water, if there is no camphor available or there is no fragrant water. Lukewarm water is available, you can use that as well. Left side, then right side. Day after, make mayyit sit, allow the excrete to come out, whatever is there, there is no need to repeat. It is better that the closest relative of the deceased gives ghusl. It is better. But ki wo khade ho jate hain aise haath band karke ki bhai mujhe to nahi aata ya mujhe khauf hai, dar hai, agar karte bhi hain to thoda thoda yahan wahan haath batane ke liye, but they don't know themselves. Seekhna chahiye. If he is not present or does not know the method of giving ghusl, any other person who is trustworthy and pious can give ghusl as well. It is mustahab to make the atmosphere around a ghusl giving person fragrant so that he does not notice If the dead body gives out an unpleasant smell, possible hai to agarbatti luban aap ghumaye taki agar koi aisi badbu aaye, koi aisi cheez samne aa jaye jiski wajah se badbu phail rahi ho, then that smell will control that ghusl giving person and will not feel agitated. Moreover, a ghusl giving person should not look at any body part unless necessary, as it is possible that the deceased person has got some imperfection in his body, some defect in his body which he used to conceal from other people. Lekin ab iske ghusl dene ki wajah se wo cheez zahir ho gaya, sari zindagi wo apne aap ko bachata raha, ghusl ke waqt wo cheez zahir ho gaya. So try to conceal the things you see and try never to narrate whatever you see at the same time. A man should give ghusl to a man and a woman should give ghusl to a woman. If a deceased is a small boy, agar koi chota bacha ho, a woman can also give ghusl to him. And if the girl is small, then a man can give ghusl to a little girl. It is mustahab for a ghusl giving person to perform ghusl after ghusl of the deceased. Ya aakhri madani phool hai ki ghusl dene ke baad jo jisne ghusl diya, mustahab hai, behtar hai, he'll get sawab and reward if he goes. It's preferable if he performs ghusl after giving ghusl to the mayyit. Sawab ka kaam hai, he will attain sawab. Subhanallah. Now dear viewers, listen to this beautiful hadith of the Holy Rasulullah sallam. Hum ghusl de rahe hain, kafan de rahe hain, mashallah, lekin kafan ka kya kamal hai, subhanallah. Sayyidina Abu Umama radiyallahu anhu had narrated, Rasulullah sallam has said, he who carries out shrouding of any deceased person, of any deceased person, Allah will make him wear the attire of sundat. Subhanallah. Intentions of shrouding. I will shroud the deceased to please Allah Azza wa Jal and to earn reward and thawab. I will fulfill the farzi kifaya. First we read the intentions, the intentions of giving ghusl. Now these are further intentions of shrouding a mayyat. Ghusl deni ki niyat hai humne seekhi abhi. Shroud karne ka aur kafan karne ka niyat aap seekhein. Before shrouding, I will state sunnah of shrouding to the helpers if necessary. I will place the deceased from the bench of the ghusl onto the shroud gently with utmost care, and I will take special care in keeping the satr of the deceased during that time. I will take special care. These are the general things. I will recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, or I will write Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim on the forehead of the deceased with my index finger without ink. I will write La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the chest of the deceased without roshnai, without ink. I will apply itr or perfume to the deceased. If the blessed water of Zamzam water or water from Medina is there, I will sprinkle that water on the shroud as well. I will place the Shajara Sharif, Ahad Nama, after making a niche in the wall of the grave towards the Qibla, making a little pigeonhole type in the Qabr, and I will place the Ahad Nama into the Qabr as well. These are the intentions a person can make. Now dear viewers of Madini channel, Allahu Akbar, the topic goes on and time has come to the end, but subhanallah, I think we have covered most of the things that we should be doing. However, there are still many things that we still need to discuss, inshallah azza wa jalla, and inshallah azza wa jalla, we will be back tomorrow through the mercy of Allah. Until then, stay good, be good, do good, and wherever you are, remember, I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Insha Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah.